Guardians of the Geekery, episode 243. Our special guests are Aaron from Hero Run and Tommy from Veterans Bridge Home. They've got an event coming up, Hero Run, so please make sure to check that out on this episode for all the details. And also check out our Facebook Live unboxing video for the Geek Gala Geeky Goodie Basket donations. Very exciting. We do live unboxing videos, and you can watch them if you can't catch them live on Wednesdays at 7. You can always check out the recording on Facebook. Check out Geek Gala. Check out Guardians of the Geekery. Check out the Charlotte Geeks, and you can see all the goodies that you can bid on at the Geek Gala.
In the podcast room of the Geek Gala HQ, there are assembled Charlotte, North Carolina's four okayest geeks, created by the cosmic legends of their own mind: Starnslord, the Giddy Geeker, Carol the Cat, Tipples Tannenbaum. Their mission: to support local, to discuss all things geek, and to serve all fankind. They are the Guardians of the Geekery, the official podcast of the Charlotte Geeks.
Podcast recording.
Woo! All right. So we just had an amazing unboxing video. How much fun was that?
So much fun. I'm going to need to come buy a ticket. Because
there's stuff.
Yes.
There's cool stuff. So we are here with Aaron from Hero Run. And we're also here with Tommy, who's from Veterans Bridge Home. And I'm really thankful that he wore a shirt that has it on there so I can say the order correctly, because I usually stink at that. Thank you, Tommy, for being here. You can talk. Don't nod. You
have My to pleasure. Talk. Love being here.
Yay.
It was Christmas earlier. It was awesome.
I know. Opening those gifts, so much fun.
Unfortunately, you can't take those home with you.
Yes. Bummer. Carol tries. She's like, but you got three of them. No, she's just as dedicated as the rest of us in her heart, deep down. So, but you guys have a cool event happening the week before Geek Gala, and we're so excited. We were just talking about this off air. We're so excited because we talk every year for like the past 3 years, and it's always been that your event and our event was the same weekend, but not this year.
I know. I'm so glad of that, because we love you guys,
and we love you.
Such a logical progression for geekdom
to get together.
To come out to Hero Run, because, I mean, who doesn't love a 5K where you can wear a cape?
Well, I like the wearing the cape thing. I don't know about the 5K.
That's where the 1K fun run comes in.
Okay.
Oh, that's better.
Perhaps we should actually explain the event before we get into the details of capes.
Oh.
Yes, that would be helpful.
Why are you being all logical? When did your Spock ears grow in? Come on. Okay, so Aaron, tell us a little bit about Hero Run, what it is, how it got started, and all that good stuff. And then Tommy, feel free to jump in whenever appropriate.
Sure. Right. Hero Run was started back in 2016 by American Asset Corporation and Fairview Plaza down in South Park, Charlotte. Our president is an avid runner and really wanted to find a way to bring something fun and active to the South Park community. And his sons are into Marvel. He's like, okay, Superhero Run. So I'm sorry, Tommy, the superheroes came first. We're sitting there going, okay, what great local charity would be a good fit for a superhero theme race? And immediately our thoughts went to military. And at the time, one of our team members had a connection with Charlotte Bridge Home and introduced us to Tommy Nolan. And from there, it's just been a partnership ever since. This is the third year with now Veterans Bridge Home as our beneficiary. And we are very proud to say that as organizers for the race, that 100% of the race tickets and registration proceeds go directly to the charity.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. We, as American Asset and Fairview Plaza, took on the burden of putting on the race so that more could go back to the charity. And, of course, we can't leave out our sponsors. 50% of all of our sponsorships go to the charity as well. Of course, 50% comes to help us with the cost. But
right. I mean, it's not cheap to raise money for charity. No. You would think, but no. So,
well, our goal this year is to get over $20,000 for Veterans Bridge Home with this race. So please come register. What you pay goes directly to them.
And you actually gave us a special code, too. So if you're interested in representing the Charlotte Geeks, because I cannot... Geekery Wins will get you 50% off your registration, or you can choose to pay full price knowing that that's going to Veterans Bridge Home as well. So,
Or you could start a Geekery Wins team and donate that way. You don't have to run to donate to the cause. Or we also still need a few volunteers to direct people in the right direction on the course so we don't lose anybody.
That's really important, though.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want, you can even bring lightsabers and use it like a air traffic controller. We're totally okay with
that. Okay, I'm kind of going to steal that for the parking lot this year. Why didn't we do that last year? That's awesome.
That's cool.
So how many people do you normally get registering for the race?
Last year we had 300 runners, which for a second year race was not bad at all. Our goal this year is 500, and we need your help to make that happen.
All right. Well, Tommy, tell us about Veterans Bridge Home. I'm not familiar quite. I mean, I think I have an idea, but I want to hear the real deal.
Sure. We're a veteran organization. It's been around since 2010. We've really focused locally. And what that means is the 12 surrounding counties of Mecklenburg.
Oh, okay.
So when you think of a veteran-populated city, many people don't think of Charlotte, but there's over 150,000 veterans that live in the area.
Wow.
And when you think of coming from the military and incubated culture where you have everything figured out for your uniform, your mission, your friends, where to shop, and then you're dropped into society to figure it out, it's a tough transition.
Yeah.
And so some of the biggest struggles are employment, social connectivity, education. So all these benefits, we wrap that up and rely on the community and bring all of the assets together to make sure the smoothest transition possible for veterans. The run is very unique just because we get to have that social connectivity. You're especially in the military, so used to that physical connection.
Yeah.
And so to divide that military and civilian divide, what a great way to come together. Superheroes unite everyone. Everybody loves a good superhero. And to have this run for us is incredible in the partnership. So very grateful.
Fantastic. Yeah, we've loved having you guys out. It's been really fun to see the juxtaposition of military and civilian and geekdom, because we have some great pictures. Last year, the Marines brought out their chin-up bar, and we had our a Batman in full regalia doing chin-ups with all of his like armor and stuff on. I'm sitting there going, I don't know that I could do a chin-up with normal clothes on, so good on you for rocking like full-on cowl and cape and making it work.
I think Al Bigley could probably do a couple pull-ups, right?
He could, yeah. He works pretty
out
fit.
A bit. Yeah. People take on the Batman. There are people that buy the muscles, and then there's people that make sure they have the muscles, and Al Bigley's the latter. So. But no, that's an amazing thing. So if people are interested in running, you said there's a 5K and there's a 1K. So what does that translate to in American English?
So, of course, the 5K is the 3.1 miles. The 1K is probably, I would say, I'm going to guess and say probably around
0.65.
There we go.
Well, I just made that up.
Oh, well,
that makes it sound less intimidating for me, so that's a good number.
Yeah. Well, let's just go with it. 0.65 it is.
Yeah, and we had a couple kids last year who were super into it, did the 1K like three times. I was like, guys, you're almost there.
Yeah,
you could have done it. So is it a track that they're running on, or is it across the neighborhood, or is it that part of Park Road where I always decide to go the day that there's a race?
Well, actually, it's not Park Road. It's Park South Drive.
Okay.
Off of Fairview. And if you're familiar with the Panera on Fairview Road, those three buildings behind it, and actually the Panera itself is part of Fairview Plaza, where the new 131 Main is.
Okay. Yeah,
And so, actually, 131 Main is one of our sponsors, and they are giving away appetizers to race participants. So
you got to run for your food.
Or walk.
You could walk.
It's a fun saunter to get the food. Yeah.
So it actually goes, you are leaving Fairview Plaza, you're going to go left on Park South Drive, and it goes through the neighborhoods behind there, and it's actually a really beautiful course. We've had gorgeous days the last 2 years. I'm hoping I'm not jinxing myself by saying that.
I know. At least Michael's this weekend, right? Get that out of the way.
So. Exactly. Like, let's go ahead, bring the hurricane at me now.
So we have recovery time. Yeah, no. So it's at 8 a.m.
Yes, but that means that they have time to go get brunch afterwards, relax, and then ease into whatever other fun activities they're going to do that afternoon.
Like sleeping.
How long does it normally take a person to do?
It just depends. If you're going to run, probably around like 20 to 25 minutes.
Yeah.
If you're going to do like my parents and walk.
They just finished yesterday. From
last year. Maybe, yeah. No. Maybe. But I promise you, you won't be last. My parents are coming. They're going to take their time. We'll see them in about an hour and a half. Yeah. So okay, there's no rush. It's for a good cause. So come on out, take your time and walk, get some extra use out of that Halloween costume. any excuse to dress up as a superhero is a good time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm all for the capes. So can I take my scooter out of the run? I could do that, right?
I believe we actually did have a scooter out 1 year. We had a gentleman do 1K in a wheelchair last year. We've had some dogs on the course. As long as they're on a leash and you pick up their poop, we're down.
So both of my mom and my brother are huge runners. But my brother used to take my little nephew in one of those three-wheel strollers.
Oh, yeah.
The problem was that Jonathan kept falling asleep in the stroller and dropping his bottles. So Kurt just was like, forget it. And then these runners would come up and say, hey, you dropped this. And he handed it to him. He's like, they're going to drop it again in 2 minutes.
Just get your squats in as well as your run.
I know. Well, it wasn't so bad when he was doing it. He thought it would be this, like, because we grew up in Boston. So if you are familiar with the Boston Marathon, there's a gentleman who
that's
takes
just on
his
a roundabout, right? You go around the roundabout 2,500 times.
Yeah, exactly. No, there's Heartbreak Hill. It's 26 miles, but there's a gentleman who pushes his son every year. He finally had to stop, because he was just getting too old to do that. But he always does the last mile as kind of a thing. And so my brother thought that he would push his son through and be like him, and he said no. My mom one time was on a run. It was put on by a college group, like a fraternity or sorority, trying to raise money for a good cause, and they did not mark the path well, and there were several of them that ran the wrong way. The time she was done, she had run like 10 miles because she had to keep stopping and asking for directions.
It
was kids trying to do a good thing. And so she tried to be understanding, but I was not that person. I was like, my mom is in the middle of some town I've never been to before in my life. I don't even know how to go find her. She had to like do the poop in the woods thing because, runners, it makes things run. So, it was not good. So I'm glad to hear you have it clearly marked that it's a beautiful path. And I'm sure none of this stuff will ever go and happen. And I'm sure
there'll be no pooping in the woods.
There'll be no pooping in the woods.
Or in the parking lots.
Please, no poop and squat in the hero squad.
No, we have porta potties in the race village. Please hold it until you're back with us.
Well, sometimes you can't help it, but I get it. So, again, I'm not that runner, so you don't have to worry. But, so Geekery Wins will help you register now that I've talked so enthusiastically about it.
And where does one register?
At herorun.racesonline.com.
Hero run dot I it's hero
hero run, singular
hero run dot races online dot com. So what else can you tell? So you said you had some great sponsors. You told us about, are there any others you want to give a shout out to?
We've got a first time sponsor with us this year, at the captain level, which is a Turpining Wilder law firm.
I put you on the spot, didn't I? She's
like, I said, oh, no. I left my poster with my little cheat sheet on the bottom in the other room. And then, of course, the maintenance team. They're one of our lead sponsors this year, too. Maintenance team is a sister company to American Asset Corporation, which, of course, is the company I work for that puts on the race. And they've been a part of it for the past 3 years, as has 131 Maine. Both of them have been good partners with us all 3 years.
That's awesome. So, Tommy, if somebody isn't able to participate in the race, but they want to help out with Veterans Bridge Home, what are some other ways they could help out, either financially or otherwise?
Sure. We're everywhere. So our website, obviously, is veteransbridgehome.org. We have plenty of volunteer opportunities and networking opportunities. So if you want to get involved, just connect that way. We're very excited about the run. Some things that we haven't even told Aaron, but all heroes don't wear capes. We have some bona fide war heroes that are coming for the event. We have Chris Borland, former NFL linebacker for the 49ers.
Oh, wow.
What?
Yeah, so we have some pretty high-profile yeah. folks coming in specifically for the run. And you know, we're just honored again to be a part of it.
Well, that's so exciting.
Excellent. That yeah. is amazing. So you said networking opportunities and other things. Just give some examples of what you might need. What you might need or would appreciate having donated time or volunteer-wise.
I mean, obviously the number one thing that any nonprofit needs is finances to support ourselves. But volunteering, so many times veterans just need a mentor, or they need our organization needs help setting different events up to support them. You know, once a month we have a veteran monthly luncheon at the Covenant Presbyterian Church. Okay. In Dilworth, and that's a great place to connect with other veterans as well. But typically, we'll have events posted online, and if we need assistance, you can sign up there on our website.
Okay, great. Is there anything else that I forgot to ask you about or that you've been dying to say?
Other than please come run or volunteer or just come and stand and wave at us.
Yeah, cheering means a lot. It really does.
We would love to have you.
Yeah. So
particularly, awesome. You know, with a lot of people in costume, you want to go out and cheer them on. Come on. They're all in costume and they're running.
Yeah.
That's not an easy thing to do.
No. No, it's not. It's fun the first couple of minutes, and then everything starts to get hot and sweaty and that glue.
And then they're wondering how Batman does it every night in Gotham City.
Spandex chafes people.
Then I'm like, when does 131 Main open up? Can I get it?
They are actually planning to open early on race day, so that way after awards are done, you can just file on in and cash in on that app.
There you go.
I'm ready for my app now. So. Starnes Lord is going to, like, he'll run at the beginning, and then he'll suddenly show up at the end of the race and say, can I have my app coupon?
Let's see. Uber to 130. No. No. I wouldn't do that as far as you know. No.
Yeah, and we get spoiled because, of course, the new 131 Main location is in Fairview Plaza, so you literally are walking across the parking lot. There's no commute required. It's kind of a problem for my lunch.
Good problem to have, yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for coming over today and telling us a little bit about your event. Make sure to check it out, herorun.racesonline.com.
Yes.
.com. Did you see that, Carol?
Yeah, I did that. I was waiting for you to
nailed it.
And if you get lost, we're also on Facebook and Instagram under Hero Run Charlotte. Oh, and that's Hero Run CLT. That'll get you to us.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, well, of course, we'll have all the linkies on our page, so make sure to check that out. But you guys, thanks so much for coming and talking to us about it. I'm so glad that we could, you know, promote your event and talk a little bit more about it. And Tommy, thank you so much. I am still a little frightened and scarred by having a zombie doll shoved in my face.
That was so much fun.
Watch that unboxing video.
You're going to have to watch the unboxing video to see it. Of course, you can click through to the link and you'll see it on our page. But thank you guys so much for coming.
Thanks for having us. Yeah.
You've been listening to Guardians of the Geekery. Find us on the web at guardiansofthegeekery.com and everywhere fine podcasts are found. Support the Charlotte Geeks at patreon.com/charlottegeeks. Tune in next time for another exciting adventure on Guardians of the Geekery.